what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, once again, appreciating and thanking you guys for tuning in, whether if it's through the YouTube experience or any podcast platform of your choice that you like listening to me in. I truly appreciate it. Welcome, guys. Well, we are officially in week 8 of Q&As, and I want to bring this particular subject for week 8. And we're going to be speaking about what's fair and what's unfair, pretty much kind of covering also what's right and what's wrong. So when it comes to this particular subject, one of the things I definitely want to share with you guys right away is I used to have a mindset, and to be honest with you, maybe I still do, because like I've shared in the past, I'm still growing, I'm still trying to get better, and I'm still developing and healing from past traumas, characteristics that I had, and so much more, right? When it comes to right or wrong, or sometimes thinking what's fair and what's not fair, it's almost not a good mindset to have. And the reason why I believe it's not a good mindset to have is because who told us this lie that life is fair? Who told us that life is going to be unfair? Who told us that the way that you think and process information is right and the way other people process information is wrong, when sometimes different perspectives equal the same thing? And what do I mean by that? I'll give a quick little example, right? Like in someone's mind, 2 + 2 = 4. And that's the way it is done. That's the way we have been taught. And that's the answer. And that's the way we get to there. But someone else's perspective is 3 + 1 = 4. We get to the same point and we're both right, just different perspectives. And then we can still have another one that comes in and says, no, 4 + 0 = 4. And then we can have another one that says, no, 2 × 2 = 4. So because this is just an example, it just gives you a little understanding of how a lot of people can have different perspectives, but we mean the exact same thing. And that's why for me, when we say, you know, you're wrong in this or you're right in this or that was unfair or uncalled for, it's hard. Obviously, we need more context, right? Like it depends in every situation. But what I'm trying to open in your mind and get you to kind of just be thinking a little bit is, you know, when we remove the motion of what's fair and unfair, we welcome the opportunity to understand the other person and what they're trying to communicate. And that's what's helped me, because I used to be like, no, the way I say it and the way I feel, that's the way everyone has to do it as well. And when I came into the understanding of, no, hold on a second, they have a different background. They were raised differently. This happened. So now I'm trying to kind of understand like, oh, for them, that's a big deal. Even though for me, that's like a dude, just get up and run or keep pushing. Like, what's a big deal? You know, and then some people can look at my situation and be like, dude, why are you making that such a big deal? Just keep going, right? So we respect everyone's perspective and everyone's point of view with the hope of getting to the one common ground of whatever it is that we're trying to get to. That's why speaking into this topic, like for example, earlier, before I recorded this podcast, well, first of all, I want to apologize. It should have came out since the morning, but I'm actually recording it the day of, because so many things are happening in my life right now with the kids, with Jackie and everything, that I didn't have a chance to. And then emotionally too, being vulnerable, guys, I'm kind of going through a sad moment, and not necessarily because anyone is doing anything. It's my own battle in here, guys. It's me being hard on myself. It's me falling for the lies that the enemy says about me. It's me having to just get a little bit stronger and push myself to read the Bible more, to fortalecer, to strengthen my mind and be able to fight off what the enemy wants to do. So And on top of that is because I'm like, well, should I do another live? Should I just do another recording? All this stuff, right? So I'm thinking of a bunch of different things. But why am I bringing this up? So that you guys can understand that, look, emotionally is like, you know, well, I'm feeling sad. Well, why record? Why do this? Well, because we're going to push ourselves, because I owe it to that person that's on the other side to see vulnerability in Mike and say, hey, if he struggles at times, you know, how is it fair for me to say I can't do it? And it's tough because, once again, we're falling in. I want to be clear. We're falling into that place where, you know, it's not about whether it's fair or unfair or right or wrong. Oh, thank you, God, you're revealing this to me. And I hope he's revealing it to you guys. It's more about not being a victim, but being a victor. Changing that mindset of, oh, pobrecito yo, that's not right, that's not fair, they were wrong, to a victor mindset. What did I do wrong? Where can I improve? Let me stop putting the blame on other people because they're the ones that don't do things the way I want it to be done. So therefore, I'm going to prolong the situation. No, it's what do I need to do to make things better, whether the other side makes the change or not. So, when it comes to being fair or unfair, we have to come to the realization where it's never going to happen where life is fair. It will be unjust at times, and we need to continue strengthening our mind from victim mentality to victor mentality. And victor mentality is definitely going to help you to fix you, because we have to stop comparing ourselves to other people and stop wanting change in other people. Meaning, in this world, I tell this to my kids all the time, a few times with my wife, but I'm constantly saying it to myself and I'm constantly saying it to those around me. You cannot control anyone else in this world but yourself. So when you're talking to someone, as much as you're trying to change their perspective and get them to understand, you know how I mentioned the different point of views and we're trying to get to that middle point, that middle ground where everyone kind of sees it and agrees. And if they're not making that connection, you can't force them through their path to fall into that connection and understand what you're trying to express and share. Sometimes you got to let them figure it out on their own. You can definitely help by maybe trying to switch the question up or trying to get them to think from a different perspective. Yeah, but if they don't make it, you can't get mad. You have to just deal with it and try to just maybe call it a quits for that day or that moment and say, hey, let's reset and let's try this back again tomorrow. This is with any relationship when it comes to, you know, friendships, mom and dad, you know, kids and parents, because I know there's always friction there. I used to be a teenager, right? So I know it was like, no, but I just want to go out and have fun, and I know it's not going to be a big deal. Leave me alone. But parents also know or understand that, hey, I've been there before, and sometimes you guys make some pretty dumb decisions. So that it's tough to get both sides to focus on the center point, right? But why am I mentioning all this? Again, for the purpose of understanding that, do not be in a victim mentality, be in a victor mentality. And when you're in a victor mentality, the purpose for that is so that you can get better. Because when you're arguing with someone, whether it's fair or unfair, whether it's right or wrong, you can go into circles and have a discussion for hours. And at the end, you know, the only thing that happens is they're mad, you're mad, and then you offend each other, and nothing good happens. But you have to keep that cool mindset, victor mindset, meaning calm, chill, relax. It's okay to stand up for your belief and to stand up for what you know is right and truth. That's okay. Just it has to be done with love and righteousness, right? So That's why the whole purpose of this Q&A is for us to stop trying to change the world and start trying to change us. Because, you know, you hear so many people say like, oh, I want to impact the world and I want to bring more peace to it. Well, the way you bring more peace to it is you make the change, you get healthier, because when you do, then the people around you are going to see it. And then it's going to antagonize them to get healthier. And that's how you spread the impact and change that you want to do in this world. At least with me, I try to. Now, it doesn't mean I will allow people to step over me and to take advantage. But what I am going to do is I'm going to try my best to be a God-living sacrifice. Not perfect, you know, because again, I don't want to be held to the fire and say, hey, in this area you failed and I saw it. Because as I'm doing more podcasts, like, I'm even seeing a lot of my words being taken out of context. And this is new to me. This is new territory for me because I'm not used to people talking about me. Now, people can say, well, you've been with Jackie for so long and, you know, you've been on the media before, you've been on a reality TV. But it's still new to me, guys, because I don't see myself in that way. And then it does frustrate me when my words are being taken out of context and being misused and misrepresented, because I know what I mean, and I'm not here. I didn't start this to throw cheap shots at other people or anything like that. You follow me so far? So although sometimes I want to do that because the flesh, you know, coming back to putting my keeping me close to the fire saying, hey, but you failed. I possibly can. You know, I say I didn't create this podcast to throw cheap shots at someone. I'm a human being. I might at some point. It doesn't mean I'm fake. It doesn't mean I'm not real. It means I'm a human being that's trying his best, right? And I think when it comes to at least being able to just say that, it shows people too, like, I get it. Because real people are going to connect with real people. Only the ones that hear me and say, well, that's fake. Everything you just said right now, that's fake. You're trying to say you're going to be nice, but then you're also saying that you might throw cheap shots. You're such a fake person. Okay. You that said that, I would like to see your background. I would like to see what you've done, how you've done it, and can I learn from it, right? But besides the point of seeing, because it's not about comparing, right? It's about just, hey, I'm pretty sure you also have issues in your past that you have done that were wrong. And in the future, you're going to keep making mistakes because we're designed that way. So yeah, guys, crazy topic, huh? There's kind of a lot to uncover. And all these topics, in my previous weeks when I've mentioned about marriages and parenthood and when Jackie and me did the live, those aren't 10-minute conversations or segments, guys. I mean, it takes deep conversations to realize, hey, stuff's not going to be fair. Stuff's not, you know, my point of view doesn't make me right and the other person wrong or vice versa. Hey, man, what I have to do is I have to switch from a victim to a victor mindset, because the only way this world's going to get better is by me getting better. I can't control, and I will never be able to control everyone else. I can't. But if I control me, I might be able to cause influence in people around me, and that will be the impact that's everlasting. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I felt like I kind of rambled on this week's because even emotionally, I'm kind of everywhere right now. But I'm grateful at the end of the day with God. I'm grateful that, you know, you have to remind yourself and just check that heart and always say, God, thank you. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that food does not, you know, go missing and I have enough to feed myself and the kids. And you bring things back to perspective and your heart becomes grateful. So thank you guys for tuning in for week 8 of Q&As. I'll see you guys next week for the episode number 9. Episode number 9, guys, we're going to be talking about 3 D's. And we're going to be talking about discipline, dedication, and determination. Oof, another challenging topic that at least hits me and challenges me. But I hope we can all grow together. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Mac Effect. Out. Peace.